Haftarah of Parshas Re'e. Haftarah begins with the words Aniya Sayara Loi Nuchama. The poor one, the afflicted one, Klal Yisrael, Sayara, they're tumulting, they're storming, they're turbulent, Loi Nuchama, they refuse to be comforted. Now, we're holding in Perek Nun Dalet in Yeshaya. Closer to the end than the beginning. And they still won't take Nechama. We're holding in the third week of the 7 weeks in Nechama. And they will not be comforted. What's wrong? Why won't they be comforted? So listen to Yalkut Shemayni in Yeshaya, in Remez. Which Remez is this? Let's say inside. Tof Mem Gimel. Medr says, on the Pasuk Nachemu, Nachemu Ami, says the Yalkut Shemayni. Brings a few Mishalim, and then it says, in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to gather together 14 Nevi'im and encourage them to go to Klal Yisrael, send them on a mission to Klal Yisrael to give a Nevuah. And Klal Yisrael is going to say, Ad Achshav, until now, Ozni Meleois Menatechachois Sheikhachta Maisi. My ears are stuffed with all the Musar you've been giving me. The Achshav Atem Ba'ilan Achameini, you want to comfort me? I have no mood or no patience for Nechama. And listen to 14 examples. We're not going to go through them all. You can look them up in Yeshaya and Anachmo. Anachmo, like I said, it's in, again, in Tuf Mem Gimel. Rem is Tuf Mem Gimel. I'm just going to give you the names of which Nevi'im are sent, and just a little bit of what happens. We'll obviously start with the first one. Along comes Yeshaya. Halach Yeshaya l'Nachma. Hashaya goes to comfort to Yerushalayim. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalach. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalcheini Yetzachol L'Nachemcha. Hashaya says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me to bring you comfort. Amalei Ma B'Yedecha. What do you have? What's the comfort? Amalei. I will be like dew for Klal Yisrael. Amra, so Klal Yisrael Yushalayim responds and says, Esmal Amarta, yesterday you told me another Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hakei Ephraim Sharsham, Yavesh, hit Ephraim, beat them, their roots are dried out, pre Bal Yasa, they're not producing fruits anymore. Va'ata, ata, Oimer Likach, and now you tell me this other message? Le'ezanamin. Which one should we believe? You said that we should have nothing coming out of us. And now, what do you say about us? That we're going to be like Tal? Nah, sorry, we're not accepting you. Holach Yoyel Anachma. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me to bring you comfort. They ask him, what does it say? He quotes a pasuk in Yoyel, a nice, sweet pasuk. And they respond and say, what do you mean? Last time you brought us another pasuk, which was nasty. Which one should we believe, the first one or the second one? Now we're going to pause for a moment on the third one. Along comes Amos Anavi. Holach Amos Anachma. Everyone, Hashem sends these Nevi'im to Klal Yisrael in the future. Amalei, Kadosh Baruch Hu Shachani, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me Elacha to you, L'Nachemcha. Amalei, Ma B'Yedecha, what does it say? What do you have? What's the Nevuah? Amalu, he says to them, Be'yoy Mahu, Oki Mesukas, Dovar HaNefales, on that day, I will raise again the fallen sukkah of David, the fallen home of David. So Yerushalayim, Klal Yisrael, the Shechina will come back. Amalei, Klal Yisrael responds, and they say, Amalei, they tell him, tell Amos Hanavi. Yeah, that's a nice pasuk in Amos, but what about the other pasuk? Esmal Amartali, yesterday, previously you told me, Nafla v'loy seisiv kum. She has fallen and she won't get up anymore, Besulas Yisrael. Says, Klal Yisrael's fallen, that's it. They're never going to get up again. This is what you tell me. Which one should we believe? You might remember the Gemara and Brachas discusses this pasuk, if Klal Yisrael will fall, get up or not. And the Medrash goes through 14 of them. We're not going to read them all inside. Just give you the list. Hoshea, Yoel, Amos, Micha, Nachum, Chavakuk, Tzvanya, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. And now listen to this. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. and Moshe. Where do they say things that seem to be nasty? So Moshe in the Chumash has the Teichacha. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov check up the Medrash. It goes through each one. And Klal Yisrael refused the Mekabel. The Nevi'im come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mi'ad ha'olchim kulam from Kadosh Baruch Hu. I remember, Rabbi Yishalaylam, Eino Mekabel, Asi Yotan Chumah. These 14 Nevi'im, Yad, go back and they say, Klal Yisrael refuses to accept us. Here, we could say, Yad, a handful of Nevi'im, or die. They say, enough, we don't want to hear you. Shenemar, Aniya, Sayara, Elei Nuchama. That's why they're not being comforted. They say, there's contradictions in the Pesukim. They don't know which one to believe. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani, V'atem, Nelef, V'nachamemeno, V'nachmeno. I will go with you, and will bring them comfort. Havei, that's shouted in the Pasuk, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Nachamu, Nachamu, Imi. Come with me. Ein roi lelech el ani ba'atzmi. I have to go myself, says Hashem. It has to be me. It has to be me giving them the nechama. It has to come from me. It can't be your shliach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochol will come and bring us nechama. And that's why we're going to have the Haftarah coming up. Anoichi, Anoichi, Menachemchem, Mishayim. So that's the order of these Nevi'is. Is they come along and they say, Haftarah Metzina Zavani Hashem, and then we have the Nevu'ah of Ani Asayir Olei Nechama. So Hashem comes back and says, Anoichi, Anoichi, Menachemchem. I have to do it myself. And actually, in the Haftarah itself, it says, it has to start, it says, Ani Asayir Olei Nechama. It says, Hini Anoichi Mar Bita Putz. Like Hashem says, I myself will be giving this Nechama. Because otherwise, Klal Yisrael refuse to accept this Nechama. So Hashem has to do it personally. So, like to share with you, because Maitis Shabbos is going to be the Satmar Rebbe's yard site, like to share with you a beautiful mahalach that he said, very big yisoid. And l'chari, there's a few questions to ask on this medrash, on this yalkut. So, first of all, if Hashem knows what it's going to be, and Hashem sends these Nevi'im, and it's not going to work, and they're not being Mekabalim, what's the point of sending these Nevi'im in the first place if Hashem knows that, you know, they don't want to be Mekabalim, they're upset, or whatever. So why does Hashem send these Nevi'im? Another kasha is, in the future, when Klal Yisrael are all going to be tzaddikim, how could it be that they're going to be doubting these Nevi'im? The Nevi'im are coming and saying Nevu'is Emes, how could they question it? And they have, you know, kashas and the steers and the psukim, okay, there's terutzim, obviously there's terutzim. We're going to share with you one of the terutzim in a few minutes. So 14 Nevi'im, there's 14 steers. So say a teretz. Come and offer a teretz. You know, a much bigger question, we'll ask another question now. There's a halacha. If you don't accept what a Navi says, you're chayiv misa. So if Navi Emes is coming in the future and giving them a Nevu'ah, how dare they, you know, not accept the Nevu'ah that Hashem has to come himself? What's going on? What's pshat in this medrash? A lot of kashas. So, I'd like to share with you again, Rabbi Yael from Satmar, what he said about this medrash. He answers it based on a number of other chazals. The Yalkut Shemayni in Zechariah, Remez Tavkuf Ayin Zayin, darshans on the pasuk at the end of the Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Ashrecha Yisrael, Mika Moicha, Am Noisha Bashem, Klal Yisrael, you're so fortunate, you are a nation which is directly helped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Noisha Bashem, you are saved through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash says, Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'olam Hazeh, until now, Hayisem Nisham Ayidei Bnei Adam, you had people helping you, B'mitzrayim Ayidei Moshe V'Aaron, B'mei Sisra, excuse me, Ayidei Dvoiro Barak, and all the other shaiftim, Vayidei Shayu Ayidei Basar V'Dam, because it was through human people who helped you, Hayisim Chayzim Mishtabdim, it was never final, and you went back and you became Avadim again. Every gula that we ever experienced was by a human being, and it's limited. Human beings are limited, so their geula is also limited. Avol asalavi ani ba'atzmi goyel eschem. I personally will do the redeeming. It won't be through a shliach. You'll never have to go into Shibud again. Shenemar Yisrael noisha b'Hashem teshuvas olamim. Of course, we could also add the famous Taisus and Pesachim. I don't know why he doesn't bring it to the Taisus and Pesachim. It says all the other nevuas till now were shir lashon akeva. B'lasa love will be shir lashon zachar, and the reason is Taisa says, because Lashon Akeva, when a woman has a baby, there's also tsar involved at the same moment. She's very joyous that she's having a baby, but she's also having tsar. But the man doesn't have any tsar, he just has the simcha. So, therefore, all the Nevuah is told now that with tsar involved, because we knew that it wasn't the final gula, so it was always shira. Lasa lavoi, it's going to be shira chadash, al gula seinu, iftus nafshenu, because it's going to be only good. Medrash says, another medrash, on the pasuk Fduye Hashem Yeshuvun. Ein Oimer Fduye Moshe Va'ar. It doesn't say the Fduye Moshe and those that are redeemed and Moshe Aaron. Fduye Hashem. Hashem personally will redeem them. And that's why that Gula will be a final Gula. And now listen to the words of the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Vayikra. We'll learn it inside. And you know, this is a pasuk shout of the Zohar, O Kabbalah. And it's mamish fits into everything that we just said. So the Zohar says, Tachazi, come and see. Bekulu galvasa the gal Yisrael, all the galas and the klai Yisrael went through, lekulu shavi zimna v'kita, there was always a date how long the galas will last. Ubekulu havi Yisrael, taivin l'kotcher b'richu, every galas there was a date, and klai Yisrael did shuva every time. So as Yisrael havi tavis l'asra, and klai Yisrael came back to the original place. Bahu zimna, but in the future, the final galas, excuse me, the galas that we're in, it's different. There's no date. We don't know how long it's lasting. And tshuva, we're not really doing. We're not really doing the tshuva, says the Zohar. And says the Zohar, listen to the proof. This is the pasuk, and you'll see the answer now to the stira in the pasuk in Amos. Nafla, lo yisaysiv kum mesulas Yisrael, nafla v'lo yisaysiv lahakima leksiv. It doesn't say, nafla, klai Yisrael have fallen, and I will not lift them up. It's they have fallen, and they will not get up. They won't get up on their own anymore. But this time is going to be me. Nafla, yisaysiv kum, they won't be getting up. But lahakima, for me to wait, for me to pick them up, I'll pick them up, says Hashem. And the Zohar HaKadosh gives a mussel. Mussel, amalka, a mussel to a king, the Ragaz Amatrinusa, who got very, very angry at his queen. Va'ashti la mechela, he threw her out of the palace. L'zim yediyah, but for, again, in the mussel, for a set amount of time. Kehavimati ha'uzim, when the time was up that she had to be out, miyad matrinusa, v'alas v'savas kamimap, she would come back in front of the king. V'chein zim nachad, v'train, v'tla zimnin. 1, 2, and 3 times, that's what happened. The Zimna Basrai said the last time, is rachakis mechela de malka, she was put far away. But for a long, long time. Didn't say how long. Amar Malka, the king said, this is not like the other times. She should come back like this. I'm going to go with my whole entourage and bring her back. When he found her, when he went to go bring her back, the king, he saw the queen lying on the ground. Man chama yakad matinusa bahi zimna. Who sees the covet of the queen at that moment? So what happens? A lack of covet, or the covet, but the king is there. This is the covet of the malk is lying in this. And the king is asking her to get up. Look at the covet of the queen. The king himself is there and standing and says, please, get up. The queen waits for the king to stick out his hand and pick her up with his own hand. Va'aikimla stands her up. Va'aisilalichal brings her back to the palace. Va'aimila, and he swears to her. He'll never leave her again. She won't be distant from him anymore. Kach kutcha brichu. Kozim de kasi strobagalus. All the other times we were in Gullus, there was a time we would come back ourselves. But in this Gullus, it's not happening. We're not going back. El kutcha brichu, yachid bi yedai. Kadosh Baruch Hu, alone, with his hand kaviyachu, yachim la, lifts her up. V'yispais bahada, and he brings her the comfort. V'yosav l'yachon, he brings her back to the palace. And again, v'tachazi d'hachihu, will prove to you, says the Zohar, this is pshat. D'aksiv nafla yisaysiv kum, it says they won't get up. And then it says, d'aksiv, v'kasha d'abnei Yisrael, ask Amos, v'yayimahu akim esukas d'avar nifales. The answer is, hila tasav kukazim nachar, and it won't be the same as until now. She's not going to get up on her own. Avla ana aikim lo, I'm going to wake her up. Azay zok, the Zohar HaKadosh. So what do we see from these different chazals that we brought? That Klai Yisrael in the future, they're going to have a Rit Hashem Ge'ula, but they don't want the Ge'ula coming from anybody else. They want it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No tzaddikim, no shlichim. They want to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish, there's no question HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it without any doubt. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, they want to experience him. Just like by Yetzias Mitzrayim, we know that Medrash tells us over and over again how they were questioning Moshe Rabbeinu. A Moshe Rabbeinu had to say certain words. It wasn't enough Geula. They needed to know that this is a Geula Amitis which had been sent down with a remnant through the words Paki Pakati. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he said, it's not supposed to be me, it's supposed to be you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, no, that final one will be only in the future. But yes, there's a tradition in Moshe Rabbeinu that you're going to be the one, you're going to say the words Paki Pakati. But Klai Yisrael are questioning it. We don't just grab onto any ge'ul that seems convenient and happy and make us feel good, Shavtei Tzvi or whatever it might be. In the Geula Hasida, they don't want to believe any Navi that comes. Even 14 Tzaddiki Olam, even Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they won't be Makabal, they have a Mesaira. In the future, it has to be Anoichi, Anoichi, Menachemchem. It has to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And why did Hashem send all these Nevi'im? What's the point of sending them? It's a test. Kadosh Baruch Hu was testing Klal Yisrael. That's why they don't bother responding and answering the steerers. That's not the point. The point was, Hashem says he's a Nevi'im, and Hashem wants to go and see how Klal Yisrael is going to respond. And Hashem says, sends Navi after Navi, and they're all wonderful, great, sweet people. And Klal Yisrael says, well, no, what's going on? No. No, we want Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. So it's not a problem to being over and not listening to the Navi. And the Navi doesn't have to go along and explain himself. Because just about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future is giving us the final tests. And we should go along and be looking just for him. This we could understand the Gemara in Yevamos when it discusses the different shoes which you do chalitza with. So the Gemara says it's kosher to use a sandal, type of shoe called the sandal, kosher for chalitza. And the Gemara says, "Afilu miyavi Eliyahu v'yomar ein cholzin v'sandal." Even if Eliyahu will come and say you cannot use a sandal, ein shaymelo, you don't listen to him because it's fine to use a sandal. Very shvara lashon. First of all, what do you mean Eliyahu is going to come and tell us something wrong? Keneged halacha. And why doesn't it say Eliyahu would come and tell us what the halacha really is? Why for using him? Why using it in a mixed up way? What's Chazal saying? The answer is, of course, Eliyahu is never going to say the wrong thing. Just maybe someone's going to misunderstand or think something's wrong. Can I get halacha? And Chazal are telling us, if something is not the right tradition, then you have to wait and accept for the emes, no matter what it might be. We're only looking for the emes. And if we're told in the emes, in the future, that these Nevi'im are not the ones who are going to come to us, El Yanavi will announce that Mashiach's coming. But Mashiach's going to come. He's only representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi tells us in the Zayis HaBracha, and in Gemara and Sukkah, and in Rosh Hashanah, the Bais teacher is going to come down from Shammai. We're going to see, Mamish B'Zeche, to see the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us, bringing us back. Then that is the Gula which we're looking for. So that is why the Pasuk says, Aniya Sayara Aleinu Chama, Klal Yisrael, are agitated. There's a commotion. They're tumultuous. They're not happy with all the nechamas which are coming. They want the nechama to come dafka from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we're waiting for. A nechama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And Hashem says, Anoichi, I'm here. I'm here to bring you the geula, my sons, my children. I'm back. I'm bringing you back to Eretz Yisrael. Bringing you back, building the Beis HaMikdash. B'mehira v'yameinu. Amen.